Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Mo, your friend might have it twisted here again. I think we are defining incorrectly what a line in the sand day truly is compared to an ultimatum. And I think your dude might be going through this.
So, yeah, he has found himself right at that line in the sand, apparently, and he is trying to figure out if it is worth to actually go across that line and continue this relationship, or should he just let her go altogether? And now the line in the sand date, as far as I know it, right, Bert, I've gotten this from you. I believe you have labeled it the invisible line in the sand date, which that is when someone will say, I have this date in mind that I need this to happen, whether it's an engagement or whatever it is. And if it does not happen by that day, I'm leaving this person. No questions asked.
And the other person doesn't know about this line in the sand date. Now, to be fair, you've had conversations with them about where you want this relationship to go and what you want in a relationship. So in this case, if it's marriage, you guys have had the talk. Like, it's important for both of us to be married, or at least for me to be married. So that is already established. Now, if they don't reach that mental line in the sand day that you have, then you just take off. It's not an ultimatum. They don't even know about it. But you've already expressed this is what you want.
So here's where my dude is giving some pushback to that theory and that logic. Now, in his case, it's not an invisible line in the sand date because she let him know what the date was. Okay. It was very visible.
Now it's an ultimatum.
So you think that does change it?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, I guess in this case, then, she gave him an ultimatum. So they have been dating for a little over 6 months. And at first, he didn't really want to be serious with her because he just got out of a very, very long-term relationship over a decade. He doesn't know the first thing about dating and getting back out here. Not his thing, but he came to me and was like, I got to start getting back out here and dating. And he did. We've traveled together. We've done a lot together, and he meets her. And I've always kind of found that a lot of the time when you don't want to meet somebody and when you are really set on trying to work on yourself, figure things out, and it's the last thing you want to do, you meet somebody that challenges that mentality.
That's funny how the universe works. That's what I was trying to tell you a couple of months ago. As soon as you say to yourself, look, for the next 60 days, I don't want anything to do with dudes, they will start. It's like a magnet. They just can. They smell it, Abby.
But I have done that before, and it still doesn't work. I just think men don't want me.
I feel like we did it with you for like a week. And you're like, all right, then I went to a bar with seven girls and we started looking for dudes.
It took a while for him. It was like about a year, but that wasn't enough time for him. And this is where timing, they always say timing is very important when two people meet. Because in her life, it's understandable where she's coming from and what she wants, because she's been single for a while and she's been looking for that guy to share the rest of her life with. But in his life, he's just got out of this really, really long-term relationship. Now, at first, he was like, we're going to keep this casual. This is what it is. I don't want anything more. At some point, especially as his friend, I could see you're fighting this. Like, you like her. You like her enough to actually challenge the fact that you thought you wanted to be out here single for a long time. So the transition was happening, but I don't believe it was happening fast enough for her because she wanted more and she wanted it now.
Okay.
And so she made that clear to him and told him, you have until this specific date. It was a very specific date. Like, I don't know why this date, but that was the date he got.
And again, this is 6 months now they're dating. That's it. 6 months.
6 months. So I think in her mind, at the 6 month point, where are we? What are we doing? Like, are we going to continue this? Because I don't want to waste my time. And I understand it. But in his mind, it's been 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have that answer yet. So when I went to him and said, well, what do you want to do? Because I don't think it's completely unfair for her to ask the question. And he disagrees with me. Because he feels like he doesn't like the line in the sand date. And this was interesting to me because he feels like two people should be able to have it. So what he's saying is he understands that she has a date where this has to happen to her. But then what does that mean about his line? Does his line now become irrelevant and unimportant? Because in his mind, yes, I actually do like you enough to where I may consider going down this direction with you, but I'm simply not sure yet. It's only been 6 months.
Yeah, I think timing really is. I know it's a cliche, but, you know, the old romantic, the Hollywood definition is love will conquer all. I maybe because I'm getting a little on the older side, I don't believe that. I think there are a lot of things that come into play, and timing, I think, is number one. So their timing just might be off.
So he feels like he wants to walk away simply for the fact that she made this an ultimatum situation, even though he likes her, even though he actually feels like it's working and he can see a future in it. In his mind, if you're not going to be able to understand that I was in such a long relationship and I just need a little more time, because I have my own time that I'm on, I need more time to figure out if I am even ready to be in such a serious relationship. And if you're not going to give me that time, then why do I have to respect your time?
Here's the thing. If he is still recovering from this last relationship, he shouldn't have gotten into this one to begin with. So if he really does need more time, so like let's say that's 3 months or 6 months, he just wants to give it a good year, you can have that time, but you got to do it without me. Because then I'm compromising who I am. If I really want to be in a serious relationship and I know I want you, but you're still not sure about me or you're not ready to offer me the things that I want, that's totally fine. But then I got to step out and then you can come back to me when you're ready.
So here's where I would challenge you on that. In his mind, that's fair, but she established that when she was ready, not when he was ready, because she didn't say that in the beginning. In the beginning, they were both completely okay with the situation being casual, which is how they got to where they are. But then she decided enough casualness for me. Mm-hmm. It stops now to whereas he's not ready. So why does her line the only one that matters?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it was a very, hey, let's sit down and talk about a date that works for both of us type thing. It was like, this is what I want. I hope you fit into my puzzle. And now he's going back and saying, I guess I don't fit into your puzzle.
And he figures he should let it go as opposed to, I guess, being patient.
Unless he goes back to her and says, I'm going to let you know right now that that date's not going to work for me.
Like that's what he did.
Okay.
So I guess now the ball's in her court on whether or not she is going to have some leniency in it.
Okay. Yeah. I think she's got to take a step back. I think she's got to do what's best for her.
Why would a neighbor choose to send packages to another neighbor's house without their permission over and over and over again? We will try to solve this mystery here in just 1 second. Before we get into that, have you guys been watching Griselda on Netflix?
Absolutely. I haven't.
You have been?
Yes.
It's freaking great, right?
It is amazing. It's fire.
Sofia Vergara's crushing it?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
So if you guys don't know what it's about a,
she's the leader of a drug cartel.
Yeah. She's a queenpin.
Right. She goes from Colombia to Miami, and she just takes over all the coke in Miami. And it's based on a real story. And I'm only bringing it up because there are some times where I go on a Netflix and there's so much inventory that I'm not exactly sure what to watch. So I wish I knew. But this one is great because it's only like 5 episodes. Some of them can be too long and you just like lose interest.
But it's like she had a life that you just can't believe was real. And when you watch it, it's so captivating to know that these are true stories. And like my favorite thing is that Pablo Escobar, who is like the greatest kingpin ever, was quoted for saying the only man I was ever afraid of was a woman, and it was Griselda.
You guys will love it also because it really highlights how difficult it was for women in the 70s. Like she was trying to build this drug cartel and she was doing everything that the dudes were doing, but nobody would take her seriously because she was a woman.
Yeah. Oh, so even in the
drug game.
Oh,
even in the illegal world. It's the same as the non-illegal world.
Especially. But she got around it.
Yeah, she did.
It's really, really good. You guys should check it out. It's called Griselda and it's on Netflix right now. I think it's number one in the country right now.
Probably.
I think so. All right, so the email, this is an interesting mystery here. Why would anybody have packages sent to a neighbor's house without the neighbor saying that it's okay? Over and over and over again.
Well, we were just talking about drugs.
Hey, maybe. Maybe she lives on Griselda Avenue. All right, dear Bird Show, we've all had to deal with weird neighbors, but something keeps happening to me that's got me scratching my head. My neighbor has packages delivered to my house. She has never asked permission to use my address or alerted me to deliveries. The packages just show up here. Her apartment can be tricky to locate, and I guess she's had some trouble with deliveries from time to time, and she does a lot of online shopping. I have repeatedly asked her to quit using my address and suggested that she have packages sent to her work or use a Dropbox service. The stream of packages has slowed, but it hasn't stopped. There was another delivery today, and apparently it's not just packages now, because the other day I came home to find a confused delivery man on the sidewalk trying to locate my house for a food order with her name on it. I don't want to get into a big conflict with the neighbor, but I'm tired of her using my address. I end up walking her stuff over to her apartment. Would I be a complete jerk to start returning packages to the sender?
Absolutely not. Oh, my God. If this was happening at our house, my husband would be livid.
The only thing I could think of is she's trying to hide these packages from, like, a significant other.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's a good call. Like, she doesn't want the evidence to be on the Ring camera. Yeah, I kind of feel like that's the only thing you can do is you have to provide consequences for somebody's actions. Because the only reason that she's continuing to do this is because she's like, well, why would I stop? It's benefiting me and there's no consequence to me. So if you end up sending them back, then eventually she's going to stop, I hope.
I feel like even if it is for a significant other or whatever reason you would be hiding them, you get like a time limit on that. You can't just do that forever. At some point, you got to start getting your own packages. And if I'm her, I would have gave her the warning like it appears that she's already done. And at that point, I feel like you have the freedom to do whatever you want.
If you were a Burt Show PI, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, like what would be the reason somebody would do that? The food one's thrown me off. Like, I can understand the packages, trying to hide the packages from a husband or a wife or kids, maybe even with a surprise. But the food?
Yeah. No, I saw a meme just the other day, and it was a delivery. It was a restaurant showing the delivery request. And on it, it says, please be very quiet. I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be on a diet. So I guess whoever they were in the house with, they were like on a health journey and they had ordered like a bunch of food, like a milkshake and onion rings and all this stuff. And they're like, please be very quiet. I'm not supposed to.
That's funny.
Any hunches from you guys? Nobody really has anything on the phones, really.
I feel like it could only be the partner. They're trying to hide something from somebody else that's in the house.
Gotta be.
For me, the glaring thing is it's a spending problem. Like, they might be an addict, like a shopaholic, or have spending issues. And so, yes, they've told their partner they're cutting back. And so they're sending everything, DoorDash packages, to a neighbor because they have a shopping addiction.
But then she's walking the packages back over to the house.
Right.
So she's still going to show up carrying a package if they have a Ring cam and putting it down.
Yeah, the least you could do if you're going to have the packages delivered to my house is come get them. I got to ask.
Right.
Yeah, bring them to you.
Well, and even the fact that she keeps having them delivered to the same place because there are plenty of other apartments she could start using, you know, and she's not. So for some reason, she keeps going back to the same one over and over and over again. Hey, Margaret, good morning. We have a listener that has a neighbor that is delivering packages to her home all the time, and she's never given the okay to do that. You have any hunch why?
We have an online business, and we get scammed a lot, and this is what they do. They order something, they send it to a neighbor's address. Then they tell their credit card company that they never received the package and that it was shipped to the wrong address, and we never get the packages back.
Oh, man.
Shut up.
Mystery solved.
Hey, Margaret, do you want to give your online business a shout out?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Don't need it.
I'm just trying to help
you
out
tried.
A sister.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, right. Now I want to know what Marg does.
Right. Double mystery.
We good.
What the hell is that, man?
It doesn't matter. She didn't want it. That's fine.
Dude, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.